of 60. In Richland Center, it is a cloudy 66 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris's political campaign has raised $100 million in just over a day since she announced she was in the race for the White House. The money coming in as she hits the campaign trail for the first time since Joe Biden's historic decision to step aside.
Biden still has 6 months left of his presidency, and he says he's determined to do everything he can, both at home and abroad. That includes trying to end this war in Gaza and bring the hostages back home, both of which the president says he is on the verge of accomplishing.
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Continued calls for Secret Service head Kim Cheadle to resign following her congressional testimony about Donald Trump's near assassination. A Springfield, Illinois area police officer has been charged with first-degree murder and fired, accused of shooting a black woman 3 times, killing her in her own home. Sonia Massey had called about an intruder. Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson says she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News. The head of OpenAI, Sam Altman, has wrapped up a 3-year study on what people would do if they got a version of what's known as a universal basic income. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Altman's study gave 1,000 low-income people $1,000 per month over a 3-year period. The research was conducted amid concerns that artificial intelligence will eventually make millions of jobs obsolete, leaving many people scrambling to find new ways to make a living. Altman's study found people mostly spent the extra money on basics, such as food, rent, and transportation. The largest increase in their spending was to help family and friends with their bills. Many people also put money in the bank. On average, with the extra money, they worked about 1 hour less per week.
Critics say this kind of program amounts to socialism. And Sunday was the hottest day ever on record. European climate scientists say the average global air temperature at the surface reached 62.76 degrees, slightly beating the record set last year. Over the last week, heat waves have hit Europe, the U.S., and Russia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it does look unsettled today thanks to a cool front slowly dropping down across central and southern Wisconsin. There has been a band of scattered showers running from southwest Wisconsin up into the northeast part of the state, which will continue progressing southeast this morning. That'll end, but more showers and thunderstorms popping up by afternoon as the situation remains unstable. Rain amounts could be highly variable, ranging from just a few tenths of an inch in spots to maybe as much as an inch underneath the heavier cells. Behind this front, we've got a big mass of cooler and drier air pushing in by tomorrow and Thursday. As high pressure settles in from southern Canada, should be some delightful midsummer weather to finish up the week, and then turning a bit warmer for the weekend as south winds pick up. More humid by Sunday. That'll also be our next chance of a couple of showers. Here's that forecast for today. Partly to mostly cloudy and somewhat muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 80. Southwest wind generally just 4 to 8 miles an hour, becoming northwest toward evening. Tonight, spotty showers possible with some clouds lingering, low close to 60. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and turning less humid, high near 77, wind north to northeast at 5 to 10. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild, low 56, high up to 79. On Friday, seasonal with a lot of sunshine, low 56, high near 83. Saturday, partly cloudy and quite warm, low 60, high about 86. Sunday, variably cloudy, breezy and more humid. Spotty showers or thunderstorms are possible. Low in the mid-60s, high near 87. And Monday, partly cloudy, hot and humid with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Low 69 degrees with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 66 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 82. We picked up 1/100th of an inch yesterday. 64 has been the morning low. Record high 101 in 1946. Record low 45 in 1985. Last year's high was 84 and the low 57. Sunset will occur at 8:33 this evening. Well, tomorrow morning sunshine, sunrise time will be at 5:43. Right now in Richland Center, with cloudy skies, the air is calm, and the precipitation amount right around an inch of rain in that heavy rain that fell earlier today. The barometer is steady at 29.97. Once again in Richland Center, it is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And WRCO's Sports Boosters. A recap of local baseball notes and pairings on upcoming postseasons. A Richland Center girls 7th and 8th grade team does very well during its season. And also details on the All-Star football games completed over the weekend. And the Brewers lost the opener to the Cubs last night.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Home Talent Baseball has announced some of its playoff pairings for the upcoming Sunday postseason. Number 8 seed Wisconsin Dells plays at number 1 Sauk Prairie. 7th seed Mesa Maney plays at number 2 Ashton. 6th seed Wanakee plays at number 3 Middleton. And number 5 Reedsburg is at number 4 Cross Plains. The Western Section playoff pairings have not been announced yet because there is a three-way tie for third place in that division. So they will assess the situation and go with the tiebreakers and announce that later this week. Arena awaiting its playoff fate to find out where they will be playing coming up on Sunday. The Richland Center's 7th and 8th grade girls softball team recently competed in the Southwest Coaches League Championship game. With high expectations after a very successful regular season, the girls battled to an overall second place behind Mineral Point, a tremendous return to the championship after a third place finish last year. The team had a dominant season prior to the tournament. They came in with an undefeated 9-0-1 record with a sole tie against Riverdale. This record placed them first in the North Division and third overall seed going into the tournament. Many of the girls have played together since they were in third grade. The tournament play started on Monday, July 15th. As a top seed, the girls qualified to start the tournament at home with games at Richland Center High School. Their home victories against both Ithaca and Barneveld qualified them for tournament play in Highland. They had an impressive victory 10-3 on Thursday night against second seeded Mineral Point 2. On championship Saturday, they recorded their first loss of the season against the top-seeded Mineral Point 1 team by a score of 15-1. After this loss, the girls battled back immediately to defeat Iowa Grant by a score of 11-4 and a chance to replay Mineral Point 1 in the championship game. Despite a strong effort, they fell short by a score of 5-2. They finished the season with a record of 13-2-1 with second place in the season tournament against 22 teams in the league. The team will wrap up its season at the Cobb Tournament in early August. Both Coach Jamie Gander and Coach Janet Fisher shared their excitement for the team at Richland Center. And also Coach Greg Shep shared, "The team is special. Each and every girl contributes in their own way, regardless of who is on the field or in the dugout." The team members of this year's squad include J.C. Gander, Ella Clements, Reagan Shep, Kyrie Fisher, Allison Pilla, Kiara McDonald, Ansley Myers, and also Aubrey Colstead, Adeline Wirtz, Brenna Olson, Elsa Haiti, Charlie Bailey as well. Congratulations to the Richland Center's 7th and 8th grade girls summer softball team. Over the weekend on Saturday, the State Football Coaches Association All-Star Games were played. The small schools took to the field at noon in Oshkosh on Saturday. Michael Hernan has an update and report on that game.
The South team got out to a 13-0 lead in the first quarter, but the North responded in a big way, scoring 31 unanswered points en route to a 31-13 victory in the WFCA Small School All-Star Game held at UW Oshkosh. Carter Leibum from Lake Country Lutheran opened the scoring by catching an 8-yard touchdown pass from Gibson Sporley from Mineral Point with 8 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first quarter. The South would tack on another score when Carter Schwartz from Horicon Hustaford found Gunnar Bagley from Broadhead Judah from 23 yards out later in the period. However, after 111 yards of offense in the first quarter, South would be limited to just 120 yards the rest of the way, as the North defense stiffened. In the second half alone, the North squad intercepted 3 passes, one returned for a 32-yard touchdown by Tegan Streit from Edgar and recovered a fumble. The North's offense was spurred by a balanced rushing attack that would accounted for 197 yards on 43 attempts. Demetrius Bergman from Pepin Alma had a big play midway through the second quarter, finally getting the North on the board with a 67-yard touchdown run. AJ Seidler from Xavier booted a 22-yard field goal later in the half, though the North still trailed 13-10 at the break. A couple huge plays just over a minute apart changed the tide, as Kamen Geibum from Somerset pressured South quarterback Carter Schwartz into a poor throw, which Streit stepped in front of and returned for a touchdown. After a quick three and out by the South, the North ran a beautiful play-action fake-out of its wing T formation with Evan Olson from Pepin Alma getting behind the defense for a wide-open 67-yard touchdown catch from Justin Klinkner from Two Rivers to make it 24-13 in favor of North. Chase Mathias from Two Rivers closed out the scoring with a 5-yard touchdown plunge on 4th-and-1 with just 48 seconds remaining. Demetrius Bergman led the North with 77 yards, scoring one touchdown. Mathias was second with 41 yards, while Carter Butt from Edgar added 37 yards. Cal Smith completed 6 of 9 passes for 52 yards, while Klinkner's lone completion was the long touchdown to Olsen. Speaking of Olsen, he caught 2 passes for 79 yards. The South turned to the passing game after falling behind, with Gibson Sporley throwing for 108 yards and a touchdown. Carter Schwartz added 96 yards and the score. Gunnar Begley led the South with 78 receiving yards on 5 catches, while Randy Moore from Milwaukee Academy of Science contributed a game-high 6 catches for 31 yards. Kamen Gabum recorded 2.5 tackles for loss with a sack, while Brady Leinher from Aquinas, Tegan Street, and Wyatt Hammersma from Berlin recorded interceptions. Jaden Lewis from Living World Lutheran had a fumble recovery, 1.5 tackles for loss, and a half a sack for the South. Richland Center's Teague Perkins recorded 2 solo tackles on the day. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Church League softball action tonight. Regularly scheduled games on the East Diamond at Crosscut Park. Bethel Lutheran plays Richland Baptist Temple 1 at 7 p.m. with Free Methodist umpiring. Free Methodist takes to the field at 8:15 against the Mission. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Church of the Nazarene versus Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays St. Mary's. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. Don't forget there are makeup games coming up from July 2nd that will be played on Thursday night of this week. The Brewers left the bases loaded twice in a frustrating 3-1 loss in Chicago last night. Tobias Myers was saddled with a loss. That defeat breaks a 3-game winning streak for Milwaukee. The Brewers were held scoreless until Willie Adames pounded his 16th home run in the 8th inning. Ian Happ had a home run for the Cubs. Colin Ray starts the second game of the 3-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. Manager Pat Murphy says the team had its chances.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, obviously the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, the bases loaded, and obviously throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for 2 of the 3 runs. And
Murphy says they need to step up when given opportunities.
I mean, you understand it's part of the game, and you understand it's part of these guys growing up, and this is a great environment to play in, and they're going to have to learn how to play in these environments. But to their credit, we made big pitches and did great things to put ourselves in the game.
The Brewers and Cubs do it again tonight, 5 minutes after 7 first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Cardinals lost to Pittsburgh 2-1. It was the Mets 6 and Miami 4. Cincinnati over Atlanta 4-1. The Dodgers 3, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Yankees 9, Tampa Bay 1. Detroit 8-2 over Cleveland. Texas 4, the White Sox 3. Oakland 4-0 over Houston. And the Angels beat Seattle 3-1. Interleague play, Minnesota 7-2 over Philadelphia, Kansas City 10, Arizona 4, and Colorado a 9-8 win against Boston. The beer starts flowing at Camp Randall Stadium when Badgers football returns. For the first time, alcoholic beverages will be sold in general seating areas at the stadium. You can buy beer, wine, and prepackaged alcoholic products like hard seltzers. It's the same story at the UW Fieldhouse for Badger women's volleyball and men's wrestling matches. There will be a limit of 2 drinks at a time as Wisconsin becomes the 16th university in the Big Ten to make alcohol available. Packer training camp is underway, but there's no Jordan Love under center. Love took part in organized team activities, but won't be on the field until he has a new contract agreement. He figures to get a deal that will make him one of the highest paid NFL players in history, possibly the highest paid. The team did reach an agreement with one of its top defensive players. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark has signed a 3-year deal worth $64 million. Because Love is not taking snaps under center, it provides more opportunities for others in camp, such as Sean Clifford.
Step in there, get in with the ones, you know, just be able to work with Josh Myers and Elton and you know, the whole starting lineup, so that way they know that they can count on me when and if the time would ever come. So yeah, it was a great day just to be able to really, you know, jumpstart this thing.
That's Sean Clifford, Packer quarterback, and I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Crazy. My papa called me lazy. I was gonna show him all this time. You know I ain't no fooling. I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it. Sings my songs. I guess I'm just a waste of time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I have no business leaving, and no time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time.
Living on Tulsa time, that was McKay's on FM 100.9 WRCO. After a dark and stormy start to the day, maybe the thunder rattled you out of bed this morning. It was a natural alarm clock, that's for sure. Coming up, the trivia question of the day. Here's Cody Johnson.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? With her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she.
Something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did.
but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home cause he wanted to. Always fight for my love, hold on tight like it's something that he couldn't stand to lose. The devil's in the details, I won't tell the hell that he put me through. All I know is in the end, it wasn't what he did, no, it was what he didn't. Taking time to turn around, so I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry, I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't.
Carly Pierce on WRCO. In entertainment news, the first official Ozzy Osbourne coloring book is out today. Among the images you can color are Ozzy riding a fanged beast, Ozzy sitting on a stone throne, and Ozzy trying to crawl out of the mouth of an even bigger Ozzy. Wow. The 72-page color book has a suggested retail price of just $20 and is available at bookstores. Yeah. What you've always wanted. The last surviving member of the Four Tops has died. Duke Fakir died yesterday at the age of 88. Fakir was a teen when he met Levi Stubbs, Obie Benson, and Lawrence Payton. They originally called themselves the Four Ames, and they went on to have lots of hits for Motown. There was a time not that many years ago when all four gentlemen were still living, and they were one of the long-standing groups that actually stayed together. Many times you would see like one or less members of the original group, and they were always steadfast that they stayed together and the four of them were there. But now, unfortunately, sadly, all are gone. That's in entertainment news today.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
Coming up, our trivia question of the day. Quite a shower this morning, right around an inch of precipitation here at the RCO studios. And right now we look out with just a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through. It is 68 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Here is Brothers Osborne's latest release.
Bring it on and on and on.
Brothers Osborne on FM 100.9 and WRCO. Trivia time today on a Tuesday, and here is what you're playing for this time. We have a large pizza with your choice of toppings from the Muscadet Mini Mart. It is yours if you're the one that gets through the line with the correct answer in the quickest time with your little dialing rotary dial phone or whatever you're dialing with. Which celebrity competition did Billy Ray Cyrus take part in early 2007? Which celebrity competition did Billy Ray Cyrus take part in early 2007? That's the trivia question today. Here's Chris Lane.
You found a new man, found some new friends, got a new black dress I ain't seen you in, got your hair cut and your nails did, yeah, if looks could kill I'd be real dead, and that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on, and that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on, and that's a new song there that you're singing along to. So baby, why can't you find another bar, place to raise them up, it can't be that hard, I know you saw my truck, why can't you find another floor, different neon lights, do you walk through the door, yeah, this one here was mine, girl, why you gotta look like you do, so beautiful, yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on, ain't moving very far, you already broke my heart, why can't you find another bar? Main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows, they got you for one bucket, sudden cold beers, yeah, you can go anywhere right here, find another bar, place to raise them up, it can't be that hard, I know you saw my truck, why can't you find another floor, different neon lights, till you walk through the door, yeah, this one here was mine, girl, why you gotta look like you do, so beautiful, yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on and very far, you already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? Ooh, why can't you find another bar? Baby. Yeah, baby, you could go downtown, a million different places you could hang around where I wouldn't have to watch the brand new you. Why can't you find another bar, place to raise them up, it can't be that hard, I know you saw my truck, why can't you find another floor, different neon lights, till you walk through the door, yeah, this one here was mine, girl, why you gotta look like you do, so beautiful, yeah, thanks to you, I'm moving on, ain't moving very far, you already broke my heart, why can't you find another bar?
That's Chris Lane on FM 100.9 WRCO. 17 before 9, way to go. Kirsten Rasmussen knocked it out of the park there. Which celebrity competition did Billy Ray Cyrus take part in early 2007? It was Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, seems like only yesterday. They've had some country artists over the years that have done pretty well in that competition, and always fun to see them with so-called two left feet and, you know, those celebrities that do that. But Billy Ray did all right in his years with Dancing with the Star, or his season with Dancing with the Stars. For knowing the right answer, Kirsten wins a great prize from Muscadet Mini Mart. They have some awesome pizzas there, and we're giving away a large pizza with your choice of toppings now on Tuesdays from WRCO. So congratulations, and we'll see you in Muscadet at the Mini Mart there. Yes, Dancing with the Stars, quite the thing. I never think it's a real fair playing field when there's celebrities on there that have had dance experience. Now, you know, then maybe they're not professional dancers, but so many of them, especially those that maybe came up through the Disney Kids channels or whatever, and it's like, well, they've been dancing all their life. It's not real fair, you know. And but lots of times the pro sports athletes have done really well. Donald Driver won it one year, the former Packer, right? It is 15 before 9. Here is Billy Ray.
I was going through the closet back in my old home. Found my letterman's jacket, so I slipped it on. Deep in the pocket, still folded up tight, was a letter you wrote to tell me goodbye. The minute I saw it, I just had to smile. It smelled like old leather, as smooth as a child. I took a deep breath, then put it away. There was no need to read, I knew just what you would say. I know the words by heart, I know every line. Fungus ain't easy, do you get along just fine? I know every comma, every question mark. No, I don't have to look, I know the words by heart. Scenes like home movies flash through my head. Night on my bed, the words that you wrote still cut me in two. How you said just to care, but that we were through. I know the words by heart, I know every line. From the same easy, do you get along just fine? I know every comma, every question mark. No, I don't have to look, I know the words by heart. Ain't it funny how a memory can play tricks on your mind? I don't remember a thing from my classes, but I can quote you every line. I took off my jacket and put it away, with your note in the pocket, like I found it that day. Poured me a beer, then pictured your face, and drank a silent.
Thank you so much for joining us today on WRCO Radio. It is now 13 before 9. This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
Attention, meat lovers. Head to Richland Locker for unbeatable deals on top quality meats. This week, get fresh pork tenderloins for just $2.98 a pound. Or try our marinated pork tenderloin at only $3.98 a pound. In the deli, savor the rich flavor of smoked pit ham at $6.48 a pound. And don't forget our delicious Swiss and baby Swiss cheese for just $5.98 a pound. Visit Richland Locker today, where quality meets affordability. Prices valid while supplies last.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus, 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Our winner today is Colleen Schrader. Way to go, Colleen. Gets the ice cream courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. You never know, the little ice cream man may show up a little bit later on, too. So, way to go, Colleen. Listen for the ice cream jingle and be the fifth caller and win this year, this summer, this July, from WRCO Radio. The ice cream man, I think he's related to Hank Bray. Hank is out hunting moles today or something. We're not sure, but he's missing in action. A small fire disrupted Kane Brown's performance at the Boston area venue Fenway Park Saturday night, according to the local report. The fire broke out on a section of the stage scaffolding. Brown paused his show for about 10 minutes so that crews could extinguish the flames. No injuries were reported. They announced it immediately, and we knew approximately how long we were going to have to wait. Brown said he went backstage, then came back 10 minutes later and apologized, although it really wasn't much of his fault. So that would be a little bit concerning, though. You're out there, and especially in the crowd, you're thinking, oh, it's a cool special effect. They used to always use dry ice at concerts, and it always kind of looked like smoke, so maybe you wouldn't know the difference. All of a sudden, hey, what's going on? Something's on fire. Here's Chris Young and Kane Brown.
Single season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the
my place is on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
Happy Trails time coming up from WRCO, and then community conversation on the morning show.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down. Life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out. The way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments to make my whole wide world stand still. Your hard times, mistakes, get something out of burn. I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real. Something real. I like a long drive down a back road and pretty girls sitting at a bar. But those roads don't go forever. Pickup lines don't always get her, and that neon just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong. Stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn. I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the record settles down, I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn. Something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real.
Trails to you.